Romans 29.
זוג די גמור. אלו לא הוי לא מקרו קאמה. ובית הדגמור is looking for a מוקר that אסה is דרך הלוי ססה. The גמור goes back that we're learning it out from קילאים בציציס. Hi, we asked the קשה, it's not מופנה. It's not מופנה. אם כן למקרו ציציס סטאסה לכם. Why it says, we know in the morning we say in Parshas Vayomer, the whole time we call it tzitzis. We also learn tzitzis al kanfe bigdeim. So the Tere calls it tzitzis alemol. So the Tere calls it tzitzis the ganze Zeit. Why in Parshas Dvorim the Tere calls it gdilim? Mainly the fact that the Tere writes it in Loshen gdilim, thus alone is the reason that it's mufne ledrosha. אם כן למקרות ציציס תעשה לכל, גדילים לא מלשמה מנו להפנוי. זוג דגמור, היי לשיעור עבדו עושה. The reason it doesn't say ציציס and it says גדילים, to know how much חוטים you have to have. הדגמור דרשן, גדיל שניים, גדילים ארבע. עשה גדיל ופוסלי ומתאיכו. So we learn out from גדילים, that the amount of חוטים that you need is ארבע. So Rashi says, how is the drosha? קילאים בציץ וקרמס לרבון דלו יעתר לעוצמו ופישתי מנולו לקילאים בציץ ושורי דלייסי עשב לתחילו יססה אם כן דלאב להפנוי אליי מציציס ראי דגמור גדילים לשיעור עודו עושה למיניין החוטים גדיל לשתיים why? Because גדיל is two strings that you put them together and במילה you make a גדיל so every גדיל has to be שתיים אי אפשר לעשה גדיל לפוחס משתי חוטים במילה גדילי, הנה זה ארבע חוטים. במיוט גדילים שתיים, וכסיבו אם נוספו הציציס הקלפו מגדק. הכל הפסיל, אמרו תוירו, עשה מהלך ארבע חוטים גדילה, יכול דעה וליחס חוטים. So במילה, if you make from this גדיל one string, and you have to hang it, so על כוחו, you double it, במילה, you have ארבע. So the mindset, it's not only לשיורה, בעצם the whole צורה of the ציציס, the way we have it, is from גדיל, that we know that it's banded together. If the Torah would only write down ציציס, We would only know that you have to have strings hanging. We would not know that the gdila has to be like the tzur that we make the tzitzis together. But the way we know that the way we do the tzitzis is vashtet gdilim. So when the Gemara says l'shiyure, the Gemara could have said not only l'shiyure, l'tzurosa. the tzur that we have, it does say gdilim tasa. And because we don't say the Gemara. The Gemara says gdil shnayim, gdil arba, asa gdilu pasleim mitoicho. Zog gdimor, im kein leim ekro, lo yisil ba shatnes, tzemo vepishtim. Aber Yachdov normally. It's an extra word. The word Yachdov is extra. The word Yachdov is extra. So now the word Yachdov is extra. So we can dash from the word Yachdov that it's moved to the drosha. Shema min ala afnui. Zay di gemore vayakate mi bori li li teichev shtei tchifo is chibu. Tchifo achas ein achibu. Zog drashi. Tchifo pushv shteichev tchifo achas bemachat vchiper kilayim bebeget tzemer bebeget pishtim yachat. אין חיבור בפוחס משתי תחיבוס. להוכי כוסב יחדוב, עד שיחברום יחדוב יופה. זה חוש ורשי. אז רשי זה מפתח, for the shit as רשי, we're going to build up in the sugya. רשי says, בו שתית עם יחדוב, that you have to have שתי תחיבוס. Why? Says יחדוב, עד שיחברום יופה. So רשי learns that the יחדוב, the Torah didn't have to write יחדוב, And if the Torah would not write Yachdov, what I would think? If the Torah would not write the word Yachdov, so what we would think then? You have to tie it. Abba, not so strong. Yachdov. 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 Yachdov is mamish. Together. Oshin Rashi. Lohi kosav Yachdov. Ad sheichabrom Yachdov yofe. The Yachdov is telling me, kilayim dazayim gor Yachdov. Gor Yachdov. Together, mamish, together. Shtei tchivas, one tchivas is not enough. Without yachdov, what? Now, let me say tesis here. Tesis is fakert. Vakati mi boi elei techet tchiva achas dein echibu. Belav ochi mi boi elei. Dei lav yachdov, hava amina da osu lilbash tzemo vepishnim, hava pisha einu mechuborim. Klar zein ze? Forget it, you need Yachdov, because Mechatei Shadnez means that they have to be sold together. Maybe it's a Aveira to wear a Beged Tzemer, and on top of the Beged Tzemer to have a Beged Pishtim. You see, like a Shittas Arayvet, as if we'll have time to, so a Shittas Arayvet, the Moshe, you're not allowed to have. If a person has a Moshe undershirt from linen, and he has a shirt from wool, it's for the Arayvet, it could be its Klai. Or Fakel, a person has a shirt from linen, and he has a tzitzis from wool, could be its Klai. Because the Goyen didn't wear Talis Kotlin from wool, because in that days, the shirts were from linen, the Goyen was Chosh to the Raim. About the Vow we don't pass it like that. The Vow we learn, about Me'ikar Adin, we don't pass it like that. So Mikol Mekolem, Taisa says, I need Yachdov just to tell me that you need to sew them together. On Yachdov, I would not know Bichlad that you have to sew them together. But the Yachdov, the aleph base of the Yachdov, like Tesis, is that the Tzemer, the Firashi is not sad that the Yachdov is coming to say that it needs to be together. We know Misvor that it needs to be together. The Yachdov is telling me, when you tie it, Abamach, Yachdov, Yachdov. Yachdov, Yachdov. Yachad. Yeshu Achim, Yachdov. Shalom Yeshiva Achaz, but Yachdov means a starke chibu. Tesis says, Fakat. The Chilash of Yachdov, that on Yachdov, Bichlal, I don't know. That Bichlal has to be together. We know it was in the Machlekes. And Rashi is mashma that it has to be together, it's a svore. Taisa says, no, misvore doesn't have to be together. Without the word Yachdov lefi Taisus, a person will put a bag in Tzemer and a bag in Pishnim and it'll be Kilai. The Yachdov tells me that it's not good. As I state in Taisus. Now, this is what's in the Machlekes. Let me not know Hashur and the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Beseder. אם כן לכתב רחמון אלו יסיל בש צמר ופישנים יחדו שטנס למה לי שמע מן הלאה הפנויה the word שטנס סוג בגמור והקאטים יבואי אלי עד שיהי השוע טובי ונוז כמו אלו כולם משטנס נפקה so Rashi explains that if the Torah would only want to make a movement the Torah would write לא יסיל בש כליים צמר ופישנים יחדו why the Torah speaks it out in a lotion שטנס to tell me also שוע טובי ונוז maybe it's only that So Taisa, so let the Torah to write, Loisilbash Shua Tov Venuz. Why the Torah writes Shatnez? So it's a Loshon that is Mashma Shua Tov Venuz, and it's a Loshon Amiyuta. Mele, we also know Mufne, not in the Maskonas and Gemara, we learn out from Kilayim Betzitzis, that is an Isur Kilayim Betzitzis, and Esed Echaloisase, you're allowed to wear Kilayim Betzitzis. Not in the Gemara. Now, Lomaz and Rashi. So the Gemara says, Shatnez Niz, Shua Tov Venuz. This is the Chafetz of Kilayim. Shua Tov Venuz. If it's not Shua Tov Venuz, you're not Chai. So Rashi, what is Shua Tov Venuz? Lam is the good Lord Rashi. Shua Tov Venuz, min ha-toiro ein ha-chayev, min ha-toiro. Mid the Rabbonon, the Gemara at Nida says, ye-chayev, even if it's not Shua Tov Venuz. Aber mid the Rabbonon, mid the Eirais, this is the Lashon Rashi. Min ha-toiro, Rashi is madgish, because the Gemara at Nida will say, that mid the Rabbonon, ye-chayev, even without that. Forget to that Gemara. Ein ha-chayev, at she-yatzemer, va-pishton, metukon yachav, heita b'masa. So lefi Rashi, what is Shua? The Metzius is like this. When a person takes the moshul wool off an animal, it's pieces of wool. The first, there's three things you do in the process. You take a comb, and you start to comb it. Now, Zokt Rashi, no, this is not kilayim. For having kilayim, you have to take pieces of wool, pieces of linen, mix them together, and comb them together. That even the process wool, when it's combed, it's already psazah ta'roivetz. Then when you start to make the strings, you take from that mixture that is made from linen and wool, and you start to make strings. Then you have these kilayim dika strings, you make a beged, og. You put the beged together. So lefi Rashi, this kilayim is three times mixed with each other. It's in the strings, when it's combed like to a mixture of a big pieces mixed together. Then when the strings are made, they made in such a way, made from that material, that from that choymer that is made from tzemer v'pishtim. And then you take these kind of strings, and you put them inside the beged, and you make a hariga in the beged. The taz takif, l'shenes Rashi, shua tov v'nuz min ha-teir n'chai v'chei ha-tzemer v'pishtim b'tuk en yachdov heito b'masrik. Shua loshen cholok, shia, nuz oru. כולם משנה אז נאפקד להפנוי לחוד נכתוב לסיר בשקיליים צר פישט ונאפקד אחרון לא ששאטנס דור שנמי שוע טוב ונוס so stop before we start and before she explain so I'm עוד נזח I understand it has to be mixed together you comb it together then you make the strings together then you mix it again when you oireg it together what is the mixing more every string is ready kilayim What the Arige mixes it more? It's mixed. Every string is both. So you have to wear it. So not because it has to be. So the shaila is, it has to be mixed three times with Firashi, or Be'etzem it's only twice. Combed, and then Mamish banded together, and then. And then a baget, but the ol or the orug is also mix shibe mix shibe mix. Where's the nafkamina? Zok the taz, the poshta nafkamina. If the orug is because you need mix shibe mix shibe mix, so b'meile lu yitzuya, what is the other side? No, b'etzem it's already mixed strings, these are the worst strings in the world. Now, if you make a baget from them, it's awesome. What would be if you have a baget from silk? And you put inside one string like that, from that mixture. That's kilayim or not? You have a baget from silk, and the middle is one big thread that is made from tzemer and pishtim that was combed together and was bound together. You have these bad strings that are made from wool and linen that was mixed together, bound together. You have these strings. Now you make them inside the baget. If we say that Rashi needs mix, shebe mix, shebe mix. So this baget, the string is mixed when it's combed. It's mixed when you made it, but now it's one string. It's not mixed with no one. He's a kilayim, but he's not orug with kilayim. He's orug with meshi. If what you're saying, you need the orug because you need a tachlis to wear it, I'm wearing kilayim. The string is a rehu kilayim. The string is kilayim. Wool with linen, combed and banded together. If you're saying that you need some made, it's kilayim. But if you say Rashi needs, know that the kilayim has to double himself. All different sides. First comb it, mix it, and then mix it like this and like this. It has to go from all different sides. So then if the baget is made from meshi, the tazok nafkmina lemaise. The tazok nafkmina lemaise. But you'll have to know the firashi if you have to have a deiraisa. If it has to be orugana. Okay. Let me name it sachon that you have to have mixture, mixture, mixture. You have to have it mixed, combed. You have to have mixed the strings. And then you have to take it and make from it a baget. Und das schafft sich kilayim. Und das schafft sich kilayim. Tesis brings down this pshat b'shem derivon. Tesis and Nidash tells it on Rashi. The pasha, this is Rashi by us. Frek Tesis by us and Tesis and Nidash two kashas on Rashi. And let me get in Kaseidah. The first kasha on Rashi is like this. If kilayim needs shua Tovui venuz, comb together, banded together, and orug together. So how you have kilayim betzitzis? What is the problem with kilayim betzitzis? You have a beged pishton, and you put strings from tzemer. Where's the kilayim lefirashi? Where's the kilayim lefirashi? The strings are strings from tzemer. They're not a mix. They're not orug with the beged. Where's the kilayim betzitzis? So Tesis, ein lefosh kmi shepirish rivon shua betovi yachad atzam va pishtim, betzitz eich mashkach zor tzor shia beis chutim shal tchel etzam ala vade vele pishtom. And the chut et chelis are not made from the mix. Tzam ala vade oi de chut et tzamach. So where's the kilayim? Where's the kilayim betzitzis? Lefi Rashi, what is kilayim betzitzis? What is the kilayim betzitzis lefi Rashi? Chut et tzamach that I'm made from a mix of tzamach va pishtim yachad. This is the Chavtzev Klaim. Chut et Tzemer that I made from Tzemer v'pishtim yachta. No. Now you take a baget pishton and you put a Chut et Tzemer. Where is the Kilayim b'tzitzis? So what?
It's being worn.
But it's not Oruk and the Chutim are not made from Tzemer v'pishtim. It's only Chut et Tzemer. Forget about Oruk. The Chutim are not made from Tzemer v'pishtim. Chut et chelis are not made from tzemer v'pishtim. Chut et tzemer are not made. Chut et chelis. Where is the kilayim? So the hershta kasha. The zweite kasha, the meiri by us frekt af Rashi, and Tesis and Nida frekt us af Rashi. A second ago, Rashi said a different pshat. That if you take a bag of tzemer, and you take a bag of pishtim, and you sew it together with shtei tchives, it's kilayim. I understand it. Tell you have two tchives, a drashi, beged tzemer, a beged pishtim, and you mechaber it together, siver tzach kilayim. No, Rashi says, no, you know what is kilayim? Shuvah tovi venuz. Because the Meiri wants to say that lemaskone, two tchives will be only the rabbanon. It's mishmashma zeh. So these are the two starke kashas. I want to be mazbet. Let me ask the dvor. Tesis is choylik and Rashi mikoyach these two kashas, and Tesis said that this is nish the pshat. And what is the pshat? Shua means the strings of tzemer, the chutei tzemer, have to be combed. Alein. Then they have to be bound together. Then they have to be couple put strings together so you make a nice string of them. Shua Tobi Venuz doesn't mean the mixer, the mix of Shua Tobi Venuz of Tzemer of Pishtim. Shua Tobi Venuz, as Avi Sido Kilaim, is Tzemer and Pishtim. The Torah says the material of Tzemer, the material of Pishtim, has to be a good, festive material. The Chutei Tzemer need to be worked on to have a real Shem Tzemer. Komet, then is a Tzemer. The Pishtim has to be worked on. Such two things together don't put together. How you know not to put it together? From the Achdov. So we have a Yesodis Dike Machlekes. Before we go into Teres, Rashi learns what is Shatnez. Shatnez is the mix. The mix of the Kilayim. How the mix is? Shua, Tovu, Venus. This is the way of the mix. The mix needs to be Shua, the mix needs to be Nuz, the mix needs to be Tovu. Azay is the mix of the Kilayim. We have the Kasha. Why you need Yachdov? Ech Mashkach Tzkilayim Metzitzis. That's a good Kashas. Lefi, the Reise. Lefitesis, Shatnez is bichlama than the mix. Velche tzemer, Shatnez. Velche pishton, Shatnez. This kind of tzemer that is made from Shatnez, and pishton that is made from Shatnez. So, Lefitesis, we talk from the world, the word Shatnez that we call is a wrong word. Shatnez, tzemer of pishton is not there. Shatnez means the strings are very good strings. Lefitesis, Shatnez means the word treif. How the sharpness is made? Shua tov venuz, as that mix, those are the kilayim. Lefi teisus, sharpness, and this is pashut. This is ba'etzem what we said in the beginning. I want tchilas advarim before teiras. This is the reason teisus said I need yachdov to tell me that I'm not allowed to put it together. That only if it's sold together. Without yachdov, I would think beged tzemer and beged pishtin on me. If both of them are shua tov venuz, I also not allowed to wear them. Where it says to band them together. Yachdov says that it's also only if you band them together. Near each other, it's not a problem. Lefi Rashi, not the Shatnez. Shatnez says that it has to be together. Fakat, we don't know Lefi Rashi, why is Shtei Tchivis Amchayim? I mean, Avi Zimpshat, why is Shtei Tchivis Amchayim Lefi Rashi? So, it's a Yisraelis Nika Machleik, it's Vitzikukin of Shatnez. Vitzikukin of Shatnez. Lefi Rashi, Shatnez is... Lefi Rashi, the Yisrael of Shatnez is... Shua Tova Venuz, the Chibur is Shovi Tova Venuz. If it tastes this, Shatnez is the Chutim Shatnez. The Chutei Tzemer HaShatnez, the Chutei Pishnei HaTzamer, and it's a din Yachdov not to wear them together. Those are the Machlekes, Rashi and Tesvus. Now, Be'ashkof HaRishoino, Rashi has a Gemore and Nida, like him, the Gemore and Nida, Daf Samach Aleph, the Gemore says, Beged She'ovad Boy Klein. What is the case? A person had one thread on the side of a Beged, that was made from Klein, Beged Pishton, and he had a string from Tzemer. And he pulled out the string, and he's not sure what string he pulled out. He pulled out the tzemer, he pulled out the pishtam. So the Gemara says it's a sofek the rabbanu lekula. He's allowed to. He's allowed to wear the beged. So the Gemara, why is he allowed to wear the beged? So sofek kilayim. So the deraisa, it's not also only if it's shua tovi venuz. So the Firashi is poshuk. It was not old. He had a beged that was stuck in a string. He took it out. Stuck in that also deraisa. Stuck in that also deraisa. With the rice, it's only was mamish oruk together. But if it says there is no din oruk together, if it's inside, it's the rice. So why the Gemara says that if it's a suffix, if I lost the string, it's a suffix the rabbonon, it's a suffix the rice. So nochamol. The pashas is the Gemara says in nida, the person has a beggar that has a string inside and he's not sure where's the string, he's allowed to wear the beggar because it's a suffix the rabbonon. Why? Because midai rice is the Gemara beinen shua tovi venus. Midereise is not enough that you have a piece inside the beggar. You have to have a shua tovi venuz. But maybe if you have a suffer, it's only with the rabbanon. But if it says that every time when you have a beggar and something is inside, it's a isul dereise. So what's in the pshat in the gemara? So the pashta sadvorim is mefurish in the gemara and nida azeh v'shitas rashi. But the maizah besed shitas rashi is a very shver shita. Rashi says that klaim need to be shua, tovi, venuz. Klaim betzitzis, in ishta ze. Das ist eises kashe bei os. Im ken klaim betzitzis, eichem ashkaras lach, yitzor shiu beiz chutim shot chelets, tzemer levado. So ein kashe. And the second kashe is, יחדוף. שתי תחיבס את חייב. פירשי יעשת מפוטו. These are the two kashas. So I want to stop. The Ravid al Teres Koyanim says a Teres. We will not learn like the Ravid. We will not listen to the Ravid. The Ravid says like this. Be'etzem, you're right. Rashi says that Kilayim is only Shua Tovi Venus. Mamish, mix shebe mix shebe mix. He says, when you need mix shebe mix shebe mix, when it's not tied together, and Be'etzem, a person should go to the Beged, pull out one string, then to turn it the other way around and to pull out. He just has to have patience. But he doesn't have to do no pe'ula to undo the tzema from the pishtim. Goes to the beged, pulls out a string, pulls out another one, opens the banding, opens it, till he finds it out. Then, the only way you chayev, but if it's three times mixed with each other, it's banded and it's comb, it's shin kilay. But there's another way. If you take tzema and pishtim and you tie it with a knot, samad kilay. You need to be very, very together. There's two ways to get to very together. One way, comb it together, band it together, oyrig it together, mamish together. You're right, it's together, it's enough together. But if you make knots, tzavani together, melis miyashiv both kashas. Tzitzis, it's a knot. Mamish kilayim, even though it's not shuat or venus. Yachdov, shtei tchibes. They learn that shtei tchibes is with a kesher. It's a shame if shtei tchibes means with a kesher or without a kesher. El learn shtei tchibes means with a kesher. Remember, it's kilayim. But it's a doichak. Rashi never mentioned shtei tchibes, a kesher. Al kochoch de hezber is azay. Erzachem. Is a yesoid, the yesoid at vorim, two Rabbi Seinu said. The Mizrochi, and Kedoshim, Perek Tes. He says it a little bit, and Reb Chaim and Stenzel says it with the ganze lombus. Well, let me again say that. The yesoid at vorim zog shen the Mizrochi de Reim, al Rashi, al Atere, zog de Reim azay. Is two parshas of Kilayim. Is one Kilayim, if you have Tzemer and Pishtim, is the way he says it, Mamish. Tzemer and Pishtim, even if you tie it together, Shin Kilayim. But when you don't see the Tzemer and the Pishtim, you have little pieces of material and you band it together, there you don't see where's the Tzemer and the Pishtim. There only if you Mamish mix it together, it becomes Kilayim. So he says, Kilu, he reads the pasuk like this. Lesil bashatnez Tzemer v'Pishtim. If it's all band together, aber Tzemer v'Pishtim, Yachtov. As I matter at Rosh. Misil Bashat ne Tzemer v'Pishtim. It's not so nikar. Aber Tzemer v'Pishtim, Yachdo. Aber Reb Chaim, Be'etzem, goes and says this word, Ashtikul Tifa. And Reb Chaim says the word like this. And I want to be asked this word. Reb Chaim zog to say. And that's a hell good. So say it. It's two halachas in Kilayim, zog Reb Chaim. He says it in the Rambam. Maybe later we'll get to the Rambam. Two halachas in Kilayim. But that's a hell good. Is one kilayim shatnez like we spoke the last couple of weeks? What is shatnez? You take tzemer and pishtim and you mix them together. You know what comes out? A treifa di kazach shatnez. You're not allowed to wear it. Chefza de isura. This is one kind of kilayim. And you know how you become kilayim like that? You have to band it together, comb it, band it, and band it, and band it. Vayetzer egel hazeh. As a geitos, you comb it together, you band it, you make a rige. Anaye Briye, Shatnez. Bechefze it's also. It's a chefze de Isura. Shatnez. This is one Isura. This is one Isura. There's another Shatnez. When you don't mix them together so much, you take Tzemer and Pishtim and you sew them together. There, it doesn't become Anaye Briye. But you know what is the Isura there? That you're wearing tzemer v'pishtim. Avi Masbirit. Is a halacha everyone knows. Loisachroish b'shor v'chamor yachtov. A cow and a donkey, you're not allowed to. What happens when you chorish in a shor v'chamor? So you become a ander chefza. You become a ander chefza. What happens? You're not allowed to sit on a wagon that the two animals are cow. You're not allowed to wear a clothes that is wool and linen together. As if you're not allowed to ride on both of them, you're not allowed to wear tzemer v'pishtim. Tzemer is a cow, this is a donkey. You're not allowed to say, there's no be isur. And it's two chetzev isurim. The first isur of tzemer v'pishtim is, the pshat is, the tzemer v'pishtim, the tzemer v'pishtim becomes, the tzemer and the pishtim become a andere chetzev de isurim. Mamash andere chetzev. It's a andere briya, andere chetzev. If it's a andere briya, If it's an andere Bria, you're not allowed to wear it. To be an andere Bria, how you become an andere Bria? The way you become an andere Bria is, you band it together, you comb it together, and you make a beged out of it in a harige. This is the chetimtze that that's also. This is the time of a pishtim, the first chetimtze. The other isuriv klein is an andere vegan ganze. You take some of a pishtim, and you put them together, and you tie them with a knot, you're riding on a horse and a donkey. And a cow and a donkey. I mean, that's the yesoid of Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim says that it's becholot be yesoidom. The first dach is chefze. The other dach is not chefze. What is nafkamina supposed to see in a second? Memele zok Reb Chaim azay. What Rashi said that you need shua tovi venuz is for the chefze. Abel, for the other aloha, it's enough yachdom. Avada, frek Reb Chaim, why every time I need shua tovi venuz, even without shua tovi venuz, but I have the second kilayim. What is it? I'm saying a tale. If you want the faster one, do shua tovi venuz. If you don't want the faster one, it's enough. But you just tie them together. So what is the nafkimina to get the chefze? Someone along this. What is the nafkimina that if it's not shua tovi venuz, I don't have the second kilayim? So what if I don't have the second kilayim? But I have the first kilayim. Legabi what chabtzach the nafkemine. Reb Chaim saying a shein atei. Rashi is moida that if you put tzemer and pishtim and you sew it with two knots or you sew it with two shtchivos, you chayv. Avada you chayv. Rashi is moida. Aber for the fest is zach, Rashi said you need a shua to avenuz. I mean, what's the nafkemine? What's the nafkemine for the fest is zach? I mean, alamol, you have in the fest is zach, you have the poshtek ilayim. We're chabtzach the nafkemine. So Reb Shmuel Razovsky said a nafkemina. We'll start with the Ponovich and nafkemina. Then we got to Reb Chaim's nafkemina. Ponovich and nafkemina, sach leichter. Sach leichter. So Reb Shmuel, very poshut. A person has a beged from wool, 10 meters long, and the end he has a piece of pishtan. And it's sewed together. He's allowed to go with it or not? Why not? I'm asking, a person is riding, he has a cow, and he has a string, 100 meters, and then there's a little donkey sleeping in his house. Is it a problem? He's not riding with both of them. He's riding only the horse. Maybe after 100 meters, the other one will start to schlepzach. He's not riding the donkey now. If the Isur is to wear both, I'm only wearing tzemer. Pishtin is on the street. What? Is that a bag? What? Can't hear. If you want, you can call it. He doesn't have to call it. If the chefze becomes also, so the kilayim goes through the whole beged. So what he's wearing is also kilayim. The whole chefze, if it's shua tovi venuz, the whole beged become a kilayim dike beged. Doesn't Rashi. Luritzu, it's not shua tovi venuz, so the beged is not kilayim. You're not allowed to have tzemer and pishtim on you. Tzemer and pishtim are not on me. Tzemer is on me, pishtim is on the floor. But she enkel, it becomes a chefze de yisure. So the ganze zah becomes a chefze de yisure. So now, Reb Shmuel himself clears how it goes, the shua tovi venuz. If one string that is shua tovi venuz with another strings, the chetimtzim and the vissen genoi, where is the mokim achibur, how much shua tovi venuz you have to have, that the whole chefze becomes also. If some of the strings are shua tovi venuz, you're right. What is the chetimtzim exactly, where is the shua tovi venuz? Because if it's in the beggar, it's anyway kilayim. But that's not the nafkemine. That the yesoid that we said, yesterday, now the nafkemina. Why I need chefze? Typically, alamol mitzad the other aloche. The Teretz says mitzad the other aloche. Lo yitzur, I have a long beged, and I have kilayim in the end. The top of the beged doesn't become awesome. Because it's not a chefze. It's not a chefze. That's a chesposh. Chefze means that this mitzias is a chefze de yisur. When a person is riding a horse and a donkey, is no chefze. Who's the chefze? The wagon? Is that there to ride on two zachen? What? No chefze. What chefze? He's riding is an issel to ride. Here is also is an issel to wear tzemer and pishtim. I'll bring you a raya. Tesis at a tzad that a person is not allowed to have a wool beged and on top of it a linen beged. Where's the chefze? No chefze. He's not allowed to wear two things together. So even when it's tied together, you're over on that issue that you're wearing two things together. Sagt Reb Chaim a zweite Nafkemine. Sagt Reb Chaim a zweite Nafkemine. Teises in Nide, darf Samach Aleph, fragt der Kasche. Beget she'ovat boi kilayim, fragt Teises. Beget she'ovat boi kilayim. The Gemara says that if you pull it out, you know super where it is. Fragt Teises, stop, let it to be mutter anyways. Why to let it to be mutter anyways? Why to let it to be mutter anyways? Because it's bottle beroyf. The person has a big bag of pishta. And he puts one chut mitzemer. Let that chut mitzemer to be bottle beroyf. It's alamon logia. A person has a whole coat from wool. And he has a tzad, maybe he has one linen string. It's bottle beroyf or not. Let it to be bottle beroyf. זה כלל בכל התריקולו, ביטול ברויב. זוג תאיסס וישלוים, דלו ישייך ביטול ברויב, אלו כשו איסור מאורוב בהתר. אבל כליים שניים התר, ונאסורים על יודי תערויבס, כך אוסר המרובה כמו ימות. זוג תאיסס, ביטול ברויב is when you have an איסור in a התר, and the איסור is בוטל בהתר. מה שאין כן, when you have two heters, and they near each other, you don't say ביטול ברויב. Zog Reb Chaim, this is the vault. When you don't say Bitul Beroiv, when the Chavtze becomes Asur, how you say Bitul Beroiv? If the Pishton is Pishton, and you're allowed to wear Pishton, you're not allowed to wear both. Okay, if I'm putting a little bit Tzemer, Ki'ilu I'm not carrying Tzemer. I'm only carrying Pishton, a little bit Tzemer, I'm not carrying Tzemer. I'm carrying Pishton. But if when Tzemer touches Pishton, the Pishton becomes Treif, so it's not Bitul Beroiv, the whole thing is Asur. When you could say Bitul Beroiv? If it's an Isur Lemoshul to Shor V'chamoy. So much Shvorim is one Chamoy, Ki'ilus and Yishtak in Chamoy. What? I'm in the middle, so Zogdeb Chaim Azeh. Als der Alochef und Yachdov, the Tzemer and Pishtim, Lu Yitzur, you have a baguette full with Pishtim, and one string of Tzemer, Midoi Reise and Tzmuta, because it's Bitul Beroiv. And the Rabban will be also, because you don't need short open nose. And the rice is bottle beroy. Masha'enken, if you have a huge piece of tzemer, and you took a little bit linen, and you combed it together. And then you made strings together. And you made a bag, and it's also, even at the percentage, if the string, it's like, yeah, animal, that you have big, people have real strings of tzemer. How do they do that? They take massive pieces of tzemer and they comb them and they make strings. They find out that in that place, before they did the tzemer, the machine, they did pishta. So about it, they don't clean it. So about it, everything is tzemer, but it's little pieces of linen that are inside. So normally you would say bitul beroyv. The Torah says, you don't say bitul beroyv, because this is the chefetz of the Yisur. This is the chefetz of the Yisur. This is the Yisur. Bitul beroyv you say when something is asur and mutar. But when the Pishtan makes the Tzemer Osu, and it creates a Metzias of Isu, Mezot Nishtim. The Melech Reb Chaim has two Nafkeminas. So no chabot. Lama hobin klo the two Nafkeminas from Reb Chaim. And from what we have. That is two Alochas lefi Rashi. One Aloche, that you're not allowed to have Tzemer v'Pishtim Yachdov. Not doesn't become a Chefze, but you have a Aveya to wear Tzemer v'Pishtim Yachdov. And another Aloche, if you mamish make it together, it becomes a Chefze. Nafkamina we said, the first Nafkamina we said is what? If you have it in the end of the baggage. Mitzad Yachdo, it's Muta. But mitzad Chefze, the whole baggage is also. Legabi Bitul Beroiv? Legabi Bitul Beroiv? If you say mitzad Yachdo, it'll be Bitul Beroiv. But if we say that the Chefze becomes also, if the Chefze becomes also, Pasnish can Bitul Beroiv. I want to go step by step. Zog Reb Chaim, lefi his yesoy, is meyushev divrei Rashi ve'arambam le'afli. Tzitzis, it's osur kilayim, not mitzad shatnes. It's mitzad yachdo. He has chut etzemer, and a bag of pishtin. It's not bottle beroy, because it's sneaker v'mikoymoy. Bittul beroy is only when you don't know where it is. So mele, and tzemer, bag of tzemer, and chut epishton, bag of pishton, and chut etzemer, it's kilayim. You're right, it's not the kilayim of shatnes, it's the kilayim of yachdo. And we learn out from this, that this is the Chalaisis. Einaf Kemina. The Sveta Kasha is also Meyusha. What is the second Kasha? Why you need Yachdov? What is Yachdov? Lefi Rashi, if the Mechayev is Shatnes, what steht Yachdov? The Teretz says, Yachdov is a new Mechayev. That if you take Beged Tzemer and Beged Pishtim, is a loche, azei v'lo yisachu v'shov v'chamor Yachdov, is a loche, lo yisil bash Tzemer v'pishtim Yachdov. It's two aloches. So it's one aloche of Yachdov, and it's one aloche of Tzemer v'pishtim. So, b'shlav Aleph, Reb Chaim is miyashev niflo. Tzemer v'pishtim is tzad Yachdov. Shlo v'tov v'nuz is the tzvete aloche. Yachdov is the aloche of Yachdov. Like we said before, it's very gishmak. I want to be mad gishmur. Teisus is choylik and is ganze zach. Lefi teisus shabbos is bichlam ala aloche that it becomes an ein zach. Shabbos is bichlam ala aloche that it becomes ein zach lefi teisus. Teisus learns shatnes is one parsha. Both of them could become chefzer lefi teisus. But lefi teisus is not two parshas. Shatnes means the strings have to be a material of shatov and nuz, and then you're not allowed to make kilayim out of them. Teisus doesn't know two parshas. Lefi Teisves, Yachdov is the ganze parsha from Kilayim. Frig Teisves, only Yachdov, I'm glad we're not no Kilayim. Firash is the other way around. I know that Kilayim is mixed together. Yachdov is a new parsha. That you could tie both things together and you chayim mitzad Kilayim. It's two different parshas. So, Reb Chaim, go one more shlag. He brings a raya from a Rambam. The Rambam shayt as evi Rashi. Reb Chaim brings raya from Rambam. Is medayik l'shen es Rambam azei v'Rashi. Zok Reb Chaim is a Rambam in Perek Yud Mehilches Klaim Halacha Gimel. A person takes oires habehema and he shechtin sheep and he wants to make clothes out of the material, leather clothes, so he cuts them. Now the way to tie good leather clothes is you take strings from linen, strong string, and you make the beggar. What is the problem? Linen with leather is not a problem. The Metzius is, he says, Loi molet, the epis wool stays there. Loi molet. And behind we can clean it very good. Amo, Loi molet. So the Shah, if you have to be choishish, maybe epis a little bit nimo shel tzemer nisha rosham. And now you have kilay. Zog the Rambam, bottle beroiv. Zog the Raivet, kilay bottle beroiv? Loi shamanu. Zog the Chaim, it's poshet. He's right. And a normal kilayim is no bitul beroyf. Shua tovi venuz. But this kilayim is not shua tovi venuz. It's only because the strings got mixed together. This is the kilayim of Yachdov. And the kilayim of Yachdov, Reb Chaim said, Avadet is botel beroyf, is botel beroyf. In the kilayim of shua tovi venuz, that it becomes a chefza de isur. So it's no shayach bitul beroyf. Because the heter makes the isur asu. Here the heter doesn't make the isur asu. The heter is heter and the isur is isur. Just what? I'm not allowed to wear both. If one is mevatel the other one, I mean, it's not cold, and I'm wearing both. What? This is noch a teretz of the Rambam. It's noch a teretz. Anders zogen that the letter is mevatel. Anders zogen that the letter is not mevatel. The letter doesn't mix with the wool. The letter stays where it is. The strings, when they go through, they pull the little wool that's on top of the letter, and it mixes. The letter never bottle. It's separate. If you don't know where it is, but it's on it. It's not bottle. It's not mixed together. The place that it is that when the strings of the linen go through, there's a chashash that they got mixed together, and there has to have the bitul beroy. Let me gain shlav by shlav. If dos is emes, I want to get her, we'll go back a second to the Avdalad Amud Beis. And the Avdalad Amud Beis, open the Avdalad Amud Beis a second. It's two tases in the Avdalad Amud Beis, that are leshitosom, the loy kerashi. We'll start from the main thesis. Thesis says, V'omar Rachmone Ovid Leitcheles. Look in thesis of Dara Domud Beis, Dibur HaMaschil, V'omar Rachmone Ovid Cheles. Thesis is asking a simple kasha. It's my name, Tzorach Yun Otsu. How you know that Kilayim B'Tzitzis is Muta? Because Hashem said that Esed Echeles is said. Frek thesis, why Tzitzis is Kilayim? Why Tzitzis is Kilayim? You take a Beged Pishton, and you put strings from wool. Say to put strings from wool, but don't make shua tovi venuz in the strings. Again, the fit thesis, what is kilayim? The material of the tzemer needs to have a process of shua tovi venuz, and the material of the linen has to have a process of shua tovi venuz. Hashem says he lets you to take a beged pishton and to put inside chut tzemer. Say that. So I take a beged pishton and I put chut tzemer. I buy in the store chut tzemer that no one combed them. Just straight away, but I took wool off the sheep. I make a string and I put it in my bag. So there's no sharpness lefi teisus. Lefi teisus, the chut of tzemer has to have three steps. Shua tovim venus. If it doesn't have three steps, even if you put him in a beged pishton, it's not a kilayim. So look at teisus. V'im teimar, v'heichem asher v'orchid the shor kilayim betzitzis, neime de ovin lut cheiles, belak shua tovim venus. Yeshleima the chut of tzemer be'inan sheyesho tovim venus, darshin besifri, agan tzedrosha, we know niputs, mit ala halochas today, to make the strings with ala chumras. Frek teisus beseder. The chut of tzemer have to be shua tovim venus. Who said the beged pishton? The beggar pishton doesn't have to be so. Look weiter. Aber kashe. Three lines before the bigger lines. Akati neim enam rachman lo vet cheles belo kshira. Before that. Hainu shizoyim b'seif atalis mokim anoch atzitzis. Before that taste brings down. That where was the news? That they made a shzir and legabe. V'stam godim shalem. I'm sorry, before that. Like four lines in the thesis. V'stam godim shalem havinam yishua tovi venus. And the beged pishton, this was the derech that was shua tovi venus. Aber lo yitzir the godim when nishgiven shua tovi venus. The ganze kilayim v'tzitzis doesn't make sense. Hashem said, take tzemer, put it in the beged of linen. Fim hitel kilayim, stoch a ganze merchak. Kilayim needs wool, make shua tovi venus. Linen, avush teh, when Hashem said that he lets you to wear kilayim, that to put Tzemer and Pishtim, Hashem said to be over on Kilayim. Taisa says, no, because Agantza Drosh and Sifri, the Tzemer is made from that material. Agantza Mistome, till Taisa in the bigger lines brings down from Ariko Loimer, that no, Mistome, if Hashem gave a mitzvah, and as a Yitur, so Mistome the person spoke in Azayich. So, Ashwer at Teretz, Ashwer at Teretz. Doichet Shebe Doichet. Lefi Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. Maskim or not? Only the Chabot. Lefi Rashi, the Kasha doesn't start. Why the Firashi the Kasha doesn't start? Because the Firashi is no din that the strings have to be Shua Tovi Venus. It's the Aloche and Kilayim A, the first Kilayim, Tovui, Nus, everything. And the second Kilayim, that is two things together, that it doesn't become a Hefzer, you take Tzemer Pishtim, you tie it, it's Kilayim. Taisus learns that Shatnez men, strings Shua, strings Nus, these are the strings. Pishtim, Nus, as that two meaning don't put together. For Ektesis, Hashem said to do tzitzis. Said, I'm taking pishna with tzemer. But Avu said that the tzemer is a sharpness. Avu said that the pishna is a sharpness. Lefi Rashi, Hashem, you're right. Hashem says sharpness. When you make a mixture, it has to be sharpness. But the second kilayim from Yachdov, the kilayim from Yachdov, Lefi Rashi, doesn't have to be mixed together. You take tzemer and pishtim and you die, there's two kinds of kilayim. If you want to turn the chefza to be kilayim, shua, tovi, venus. Mix it and mix it and mix it. And if you want stama isu, it's even if you tie it. And we said before that in tzitzis, anyway it's stama isu. Because in tzitzis you're not doing shua, tovi, venus, you're not oiring it together, you're not toiver it together, you're not doing it together. You're not doing it together. So tzitzis is the second kind of kilayim. So lefi Rashi, kum tois, there's no mokim to taste his kasha. So Rav Nochem said, as our line, that's a hand shark. So if we're looking for a mokir for Shitas Rashi, this tastes is a mokir for Shitas Rashi. A poshtu teretz of taste his kasha. We're looking, how Rashi knew that it's two dinim. Because Rashi knew if he will learn like tastes, that only strings that are made from Shua, Tovi, Venus, you're not allowed to put them together, Azaz strings with Azaz strings, it's very schwer to find Echetimtze if Kilayim Betzitzis. It's very schwer to find Echetimtze if Kilayim Betzitzis. If you want to find Echetimtze if Kilayim Betzitzis, you have to say Chidushim that the Chutim have to be Shatnes, and you have to say that they had such kind of clothes. The Firashi is Poshet. And the Kilayim of Yachdov, you don't have to have strings of Shua Tovi Venus. And that Kilayim, you don't have to have Shua Tovi Venus. You could have Stam. Tzemer and Pishtim, if it's tied together, you're right, it doesn't become a Chefza. It doesn't become a Chefza. It's only Isu and the Gabra to wear these two things together. Say it? It's only Isu and the Gabra to wear these two things together. Say it? So it's Isu and the Gabra to wear these two things together. So Nochem said, Behai Lishne. Kum Taisazah. When we started the Sugya today, we started that Rashi learns what is Shua Tovi Venus. Combed together, band together. We didn't know that it's two dinim. Came Tesis and Hey would base in fact of Rashi. If this is Kilayim lefi Rashi, Kilayim betzitzis is never Kilayim. It's never Kilayim. Right? Because it's not bound together. Loi mashkachas lekilayim betzitzis. How if you rashi mashkachas lekilayim betzitzis? Loi mashkachas lekilayim betzitzis. Loi mashkachas lekilayim betzitzis. It's not kilayim betzitzis. Not kilayim betzitzis. Does the Gemara taste this kasha of rashi? Now we're answering that if rashi is two dinim. After we're answering on rashi that is two dinim. So we're saying not only that we have a teretz on rashi, Now lefi Rashi, Teisus Kasha and Davdala Damud Beis is Nishkin Kasha Bichlal. Teisus Kasha and Davdala Damud Beis is Bichlal Nishkin Kasha. Because Teisus asks in Davdala Damud Beis, what is Teisus Kasha? Bichlal, what is the problem with Kilayim Betzitzis? Mecha Teisus that the strings are Shatnes. We're saying lefi Rashi, it's a second aloha, Melis and Nishtokin Kasha. It's a second aloha, it's Nishtokin Kasha. It's like a Mnochem Azei. So come to us. Tastes in the Feyumut base as the Kasha and Rashi from Kilayim Betzitzis. Now we're saying Kilayim Betzitzis is the Raya L'shitas Rashi. Kum days when you learn a Sugya Guzak of Nochem. If you start the Sugya L'fi Rashi, Kilayim Betzitzis is Shver. We're Shabbos. It's not made together. It's not done together. After you're learning the Sugya, there's two dinim and Rashi. Fakat Rashi has a mocker to his din. Because he has Tastes Kasha and the Feyumut base. As a question of Dara Mut Beis. What's, how you have a tzad of Kilayim Betzitzis? That's never Shatnes. The Chutim don't have to be Tshua Tov and Nus. The Pishin doesn't have to. The Teretz is. And the Yachtov is Nishtok Na Alochi from Shatnes. Kum Tois. That Kilayim Betzitzis is Golden Mokin from Shittas Rashi. I'm not him. At Milan, good. Teis is Kasha and Mut Beis. Not him. We find out that the Teretz of Teis is in the Dara Mut Beis. This is the Mokin from Shittas Rashi. Ein Chayim. Noch was moist that is another kashe of Teisves, that Lefi Rashi doesn't start. Teisves and Davdara Damud Beis, look in the second Teisves and Davdara Damud Beis. Dibur HaMaschil, Ava Levishe, Kol Trei Mine Osa Rachmone. Vim Toimar, Afilu Chad Mine, Hava Amine De Osu, Bilvad Shi Yeshua Tovi Venus. Shlema De Mashma, Nami Al Edei Taroivis. Teisves wanted that what? That'll be also to wear one min. That min will be Shua Tovi Venus. But Tesis wanted it will be an issue to wear one min. So Tesis is not Mashma. Lefi Rashi is no tzad to be also to wear one min. Shua Tovi Venus means two things together. How you can have a tzad, that'll be a Tesis had a tzad, maybe it's also to wear clothes that are Shua Tovi Venus. Hashem wants people to wear simple zachem, not things that are made from material that is Shua Tovi Venus. זה פרקטייסס, ואם תוימר, אפילו חד מן אהבה מן הדעה אסור. ובלבד שישוע טוב ובנוס, maybe Hashem men don't wear no clothes that are made from שוע טוב ובנוס. זה פרקטייסס, not מסתבר, that Hashem asked it. לפי רשי, Hashem can never ask it. Because שוע טוב ובנוס doesn't mean a kind of material. שוע טוב ובנוס means two things that are made together. אבל הזה, לא מגיין איצטר, one more step weiter. And this בעצם, רב חיים in the stencil, רב חיים speaks it out. If this is the pshat, so now everyone has the yom miyah. So the gemara and nida doesn't make sense lefi Rashi. The gemara and nida lechur is a tzorchi un godel af Rashi. Reb Chaim, as a gishmak, if you have Reb Chaim's kasha, how Reb Chaim giboy the whole yisoid from there. Is a gemara and nida. What's the gemara and nida? The gemara and nida state that if a person has a beged and he lost the string inside the beged. And he pulls it out. Lashon HaGemara, Beged she'ovad boiklaim v'nitkoi, he's allowed to wear it. Why? Because midoraisa is only also shua tovi venus. So made it a sofek de rabbanon. Midoraisa is only also shua tovi venus. V'meile you're allowed to. That's the Gemara. Haiman deron michuta de kisne beglime de amre v'natke v'lo yade inatke lo inatke shapir domim. Haitam midoraisa at she'iyah shua tovi venus. And we start at the beginning of Shir that this is the mocker to Shittas Rashi, that you need it to be all together, and if it's not together, it's a sofek de rabbono. How often the Gemara like Rashi? Frank Reb Chaim and himself, now that he said that Rashi is moide, that even if it's not mixed together, but it's also mit de rabbono. It's also mit de reise, mit zade yachdov. So why the Gemara says that if you have a beggar and you lost a kilayim inside, you're allowed to wear the beged because midrash says it's only shua tovi venus. If Rashi learned that you only need Shua Tovi Venuz, and if it's not Shua Tovi Venuz, it's Mutar, so the Gemara is Eir Gishmak. Beget Shovet Berkilayim, it's Mutar, why? Midoiraisi, you need Shua Tovi Venuz, and this is not Shua Tovi Venuz. The man is a Safek Derabon. But if we say that Rashi is Moine, then it's not Shua Tovi Venuz, but it's also Vaito Midoiraisi, it's at the second Aloch. If it's also it's at the second Aloch, so why is it only a Safek Derabon? Let it be a suffix day reise. When we started Shir, we said, Rashi has the Pashas of in the Gemara. Steht in the Gemara, in Nida, Beget Shabbat by Klein, is Mutter, why? Because with the reise, you need Shua Tov Venuz. So the fit taste is very schwer, it's tied together. But if you Rashi, it's good. Because it's not tied together, it's only the Rabbah. But now the Reb Chaim was Mechadish that Rashi is Moida Avad. If you tie it together, it's the reise. Just it's not Chavtze. So why the Gemara says that Beget Shabbat by Klein is Mutter? But the rice is smooth. Why it's smooth? That's not the Teretz Aleh. Oh? Zag Reb Chaim. Oh, but we said when it's not Shua Tov Venuz, it's only with the Din Yachdov. If it's Yachdov and it's one string in the Beged, we said it's a Din Bitul. Only when it's a Chefte, it's not Bottle. How Reb Chaim said, what was the Nafkemina if it's Chefte or it's not Chefte? And if it's not Chefte and it's one string in the Beged, Abadah is Bottle Baroy? That's Zag Digmor. What? Not me. Oh, I'm the Rabbanon, it's awesome. There's Reb Chaim's Mechadosh. Right? A minute. Very good. So, no, what's Reb Chaim say? Ashkof HaRishoyna Lefi Rashi without Shua Tov Venuz, it's Mutar. It's only awesome with the Rabbanon. And this Gemara is the Rabbanon. Now that we're Mechadosh that it's awesome with the Raise, so what is the Pshat in the Gemara in Nida? The Teretz is, Ein Echanami mit der Reise, you have to have Shua Tov Venuz. But even without that, it's also with the Reise mit Zad Yachdov. Aber für Yachdov, sagt Reb Chaim, you have a bitul beroy. Für Yachdov, you have a bitul beroy. No, mit der Rabbonon, Rabbonon said, even when it's not Shua Tov Venuz, mit der Rabbonon, it's weiter, not bottle beroy. This is the Isra der Rabbonon. So mit der Rabbonon, und Bishit as Rashi, that even mit der Rabbonon, it becomes a Chefz, and it's not bottle beroy. Aber das ist nur ein Isra der Rabbonon. So meine, kommt da ist, it's not Stam Reb Chaim, said a Nafkemine, he was Maz with Chefz and Gavre, and he said a Nafkemine. Das ist die ganze Nafkemine, das ist die ganze Shit as Rashi. Because if we want to be Yashav Shit as Rashi, to learn that Rashi, and there is two din in the Reise, so we lose the Gemara. How the Gemara says that if it's not Shua Tov Venuz, Lemosh, the fit tastes, the Gemara is not Shver. Because the Gemara means that the strings there were not Shua Tov Venuz. Want to be Mazel. Why the fit tastes, the Gemara is not Shver? Because the fit tastes, the Gemara means in Nida that the Chutim were not Shua Tov Venuz. The Chutim were not Shua. But if Rashi doesn't make a difference, the Chutim were Shua Tov Venuz. So it means that the Beged was not Shua Tov Venuz together. But it's weiter also with the Reise. The Torah says the second Isur is the Isur not Bechefza, it's only a Isur of Yachdov. If it's only a Yisur of Yachdov, it's only also when it's Nikah. Aber, so Kozman, I want to ask you. Kozman, that it didn't get lost, was not Bottle Beroy. It was also the Reise. And the minute that he can't find it, it's Bottle Beroy. So, noch einmal. The Fitesis, why you don't have to say Eshtikel Teire? Because the Fitesis, the Gemara means that that string was not a string for material of Shua Tovi Venuz. And you only also when the material is Shua Tov Venuz. But if Rashi is no material of Shua Tov Venuz, means it's made together. So if you learn like Kipshuto in Rashi, that this is the only Echatimtze, like Tesis learned fake Tesis, so why Tzitzis is also Bichlal of Rashi, why Yachdov is also? The answer is, it's two Isurim. Shein Ishtikul Teire. If it's two Isurim, so how the Gemara says that it's not also with the Reise if it's not Shua Tov Venuz? The Teretz says, but the second Isur is not an Isur Hefze. If it's not an Isur Chefze, it's Bottle Beroy. The Mele doesn't mean the Gemara, but it's Bottle Beroy. The Mele is only Isur de Rabono. That's the Be'etzem, the Tachlis of the Shtikul Teire from Reb Chaim Stenzel. So Kedai to Zanin of Enik, of Amdavshin, be invited. We crashed.